The following program is rated MC9. Some material may be too spooky for children under 9. We suggest listening together as a family.
You're listening to Mr. Cemetery's Terror Tales. Tonight, kiddies, I have a treat for you. We're starting Halloween off early this year. And tonight's episode is a double feature. Yes, two stories for the price of one. The first episode is about some kids who come trick-or-treating on Halloween night. And I call this one the Halloween Candy. Enjoy!
Last Halloween, I was waiting at my front door, giving out Halloween candy to trick-or-treaters all evening. And some children came alone, and some were occupied by their parents. When they held out their bags, I dropped the sweets and treats inside. And as it grew dark, things started to die down. When it seemed like no one else was coming, I just decided to call it a night. And I was just about to turn my porch light off and go to bed, when there was a knock at my door. It seemed much too late for children to still be out, but I grabbed a handful of candy and I opened my door. There were two children standing on my porch, but they weren't wearing costumes. They were the strangest children that I had ever seen in my life. Their skin was waxy and ghostly white. Their eyes were completely black. Their teeth were jagged and too big to fit inside their mouths. The entire look was more disturbing than anything that I'd ever seen before. But their clothes were just plain, ordinary shirts and pants. Confused, I asked them, "Are you supposed to be some kind of monsters?"
"No,"
said the children as their mouths opened wide into these broad, leering grins.
"Tonight, we're dressed as humans."
Filled suddenly with a chilling sense of impending doom, I slammed the door and I locked it tight. Through the peephole, I could see two strange trick-or-treaters standing outside the door, motionless. It began pounding on the door and telling me to let them in. The door shook and seemed like it was about to fall off its hinges. Then, just as suddenly as it began, it stopped. When I looked out the peephole, they were gone. The street outside was deserted. I don't know about you, but this Halloween, I won't be opening the door for anyone.
Wasn't that just a sweet treat, kiddies? Well, our second story for tonight is about a woman who attacks children to trick-or-treat on All Hallows' Eve. And I call this one The Leg.
According to legend, every Halloween, a strange, grotesque old lady roams the streets, preying on children who are trick-or-treating alone. Some call her the Leg Woman. Others refer to her as the Leg Mongler. One boy was on his own when he heard a rustling in the bushes next to him. An old woman with stringy, black hair and hideous, wrinkled face emerged from the undergrowth. The boy was startled to see that she was holding a severed leg in her hand and waving it.
"Do you want a leg?"
she cried.
"Do you want a leg?"
The boy assumed it was a Halloween prop, but the woman was so disturbing that he began backing away from her. She persisted asking him over and over and over if he wanted a leg. Finally, the boy said,
"No, I don't want a leg."
A group of adults and children who were nearby heard a horrible scream ringing out in the darkened street. They rushed around the corner and got a shock of their lives when they discovered a young boy laying on the ground in a pool of blood. His right leg had been completely ripped off at the hip. And if you meet the Leg Woman on Halloween night, be careful. She will come up to you and ask,
"Do you want a leg?"
And if you answer no, she will tear off your leg and disappear. And if you answer yes, She will grab you and try to attach a severed leg that she's carrying to your body. So you're probably wondering, what's the correct answer then? Well, the correct answer is, I want both my legs.
Well, well, well. I see you made it to the end of my double feature tonight, kiddies. Excellent work. I'd give that lady a swift kick with my leg, that's all I'm saying. What do skeletons order at a restaurant? Give up. Spare ribs! Join me over on Instagram at Mr. Cemetery for more spooky fun. Nor, if you want more bonus content or unreleased episodes, join me over on Patreon. Or maybe you're wanting some of my merch. Well, you'll find all things Mr. Cemetery in the show notes of this episode. So click the link if you dare. I'll see you again next week, my little horror fiends, for another one of my terror tales. So, until next time, remember to stay creepy.